Hi, this is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. Well, guess what? It's actually International Podcasting Month, and it's also National Suicide Awareness Month. So let's start off right now with some numbers. The National Suicide Lifeline number, 1-800-273-8255. And for text chat, text 741-741 to home. And this is run by NAMI, N-A-M-I, the National Association for the Mentally Ill. And you will have somebody within 3 minutes, if not sooner, chatting with you about what is going on, what your crisis is, and why it is that you need to stay alive. So again, National Suicide Lifeline, 800-273-8255, and text 741-741 home for confidential free chat for your suicidal and or mental health needs. And as far as it being International Podcasters Month, it's kind of interesting to me that I guess I am kind of the best of both worlds at this point in time with the podcast about bipolar and all my suicidal tendencies, although they're not so tendency-ing. I think I just made up a new word now. Although it would be a lie if I was to say that it never crossed my mind anymore, because it does. It's my go-to mechanism, not to act on it, but to think about it when things start going a little bit awry. And, you know, if you go in for any kind of mental health screening, they're going to always ask you any suicidal, any homicidal thoughts. And if you have them, if you're not actually having a plan to go along with them and name people for the homicidal part anyway, be honest about it. You know, the most it's going to do is get you inpatient for a little while to stabilize you, which in some cases going inpatient can be the best vacation you've ever had from your shitty life. You know, there should be no shame in admitting that you're not feeling well mentally, just as there should be no shame you go to an emergency room with a high fever with flu-like symptoms. It's really the same thing, and as soon as we can break that stigma of this, the world would be a whole lot better place. So, if you're in need, reach out for those numbers. If, you know, even if you're not in need at this point in time, write them down someplace, put them in your phone, you know, do whatever it is that you need to do to keep yourself safe and alive. Speaking about being alive, I just came out of a pretty brutal outing with food poisoning. Yeah, one of my besties came in, you know, catch-up time. He's the one who actually brought me to the hospital in December when I was dying off of my trazodone overdose. And, you know, he's been keeping, not tight tabs on me because he's a very busy dude, but, you know, keeping tabs on me, and took me out to lunch so we could catch up. And little did either of us know that the chicken was bad. I don't actually know how he made out with that. He's got a cast iron stomach, and I haven't touched base with him the past few days because I've been really ill. I'm not going to name the name of the place because it may or may not be a chain restaurant, and I don't want to get sued by any way, shape, or form because I have no money anyway. Not that I'm begging for money, because I'm not doing that. I'm not asking for money. I'm just saying I have no money, so suing me is going to get you a whole lot of nothing. But anyway, so yeah, I'm pretty sure I was food poisoned from this chicken that didn't even really taste good going down. So I don't know why I ate it, because I didn't want to be rude when somebody was taking me out to lunch. So that was kind of like the past couple of days. Better part of this week, I've been hustling my butt to try to get this podcast out there to reach the right people and to effectively do what it is that I want to do with this podcast, which is help people that are mentally ill, that know the mentally ill, that are possibly going to be mentally ill and or run into people with mental illness. I think that fits all the categories of what I'm trying to do here. You know, life is really too short for us to stigmatize, well, I don't, because I am one of us, but to minoritize, I guess is a better word, stigmatize works too, but to minoritize a whole segment of society that just has not even a defect. It's so hard to explain because I live this day by day, and in most cases, I feel more normal than what you guys consider normal. Yeah, I've got my moments, and when I'm not on my medication and I'm delusional, which we have, talked about in previous podcasts, yeah, I'm not okay. But when I'm on my medication and I'm doing things the right way, it'd be hard pressed for you to pick me out of a group of 100 people and say that I'm the one that has the bipolar disorder. Sorry to say that, but that's the truth. When we're on our meds, we're as normally boring as any other modern Joe out there, or Josephine, or Jill, whatever name we want to go by, okay? He, they, she, us, we, whether we're binary, we're male, we're female, we're multisexualized, whatever the label is that you want to wear, just because you're mental ill, have a mental illness, doesn't mean you're not like everybody else out there. And that has nothing to do with the LGBTQ people, because I think you're all the bomb too. And I've actually gone along and found a whole lot of y'all podcasts and following them so that I can actually get a better understanding of what your lifestyles are all about and what my lifestyle is all about, and how all our lifestyles, if we could figure out a way to combine them, would make for such an amazing world. I mean, talk about the best of all worlds if we could only just figure out how to get it together and be kind to each other. It's so ridiculous, this factionalization, I think that's a word, faction, yeah, factionalization that we have between groups. Where, why do we have to be labeled? What is it with our society and our world nowadays that we just can't be, right? Why can't we just be? D'être, to be. I don't understand what it is that we have to be. What somebody says we are because of our upbringing, or because of our choices of sexuality, or because of our chemical imbalance, or because of our love of sports. I mean, let's just like get right down to it, why do you have to be a jock? Why can't you just be somebody who loves to play ball? Why do I have to be crazy? Because I have a chemical imbalance in my head that when I take my medication is not there. Why do we have to do this to each other? Why can't we just be people, be humans, and just, yeah. I mean, honestly, this wasn't what the podcast was supposed to be about. Actually, I have no idea what the podcast was supposed to be about, because as you all well know, I just take a deep breath and dive into it. But I'm not understanding, like, why. Maybe this has to do with this whole Trump thing with a whistleblower who I just keep seeing as a really disgruntled NHL referee who's just blowing his whistle at everything he possibly can so he gets noticed over in the corner where there was a icing call that nobody seemed to pick up. I mean, that's where my head is at on this. And see, maybe that does make me crazy, because I'm sure none of y'all thought of the whistleblower as that. Some of you might have thought of it as a choo-choo train, which I'll go along with that one too. And not to get into Trump or anything, because I'm not doing politics on this show. I'm just saying, it's just like everything is just so, compartmentalized that there's almost like no way to breathe and fully be who you are anymore without looking over your shoulder to make sure that you're not, microaggressing somebody, or it's just ridiculous to me. I honestly don't get it. And do I do it? I probably do to some extent, although I limit the amount of time that I'm actually around people so much that I don't really have a need to do this. I get the fact that people judge me, and so I limit my time around any group of people that are going to have the time to, pin me in a corner and, start their shit with me, because I don't do well with people that give me shit about my diagnosis. It's bullshit to me. Yeah, I've got this label, and yeah, I'm doing everything in my power to try to show people, or to, yeah, to show people that I'm not what y'all think I am. And I'm not saying y'all in general, because anybody that's listening to this at least has some kind of an understanding or wants to understand better what bipolar disorder is. Bipolar is a chemical malfunction in my brain. I take medication and it fills in the defect, and I'm good. Does it take away from my creativity? Sometimes, yeah, as we've known through past episodes, I hate taking my medication. I can't stand it. It flatlines me to some extent. I feel like I'm in a coma. And sometimes I really feel like I'm half of who I am without the medication. Now think about that for a minute, right? So I'm fully me when I'm in full-blown, when I'm full-blown bipolar, but I'm only half of me when I'm taking medications that make me normal, right? Why would anybody want to take medication when that's what happens? But I do, because I'd rather be half of me than full-blown psychotic me, even though at those point in time, sometimes are the best times of my life. With what I can see and what my thought process is, and how artistic I am during those periods of time. However, I'm not sociable when I'm like that. And when I'm on my medication, I am sociable and I can better represent what it is to be mentally ill. I hate that word too, but mentally ill, I mean, it is an illness, disorder. It kind of makes me think of a kid's room with all their toys out of the toy box when I think of disordered. So that doesn't really work well for me either. But mentally challenged. Well, that's even worse. That makes it sound like I can't climb stairs. I don't know. Over the next couple of weeks here, I'm gonna have to come up with my own new motto of mental something or other. Because I'm tired of the stigma and I'm tired of the stereotyping, and I'm really just tired of people being scared of those of us with mental illness who have been, what is the word I'm looking for? Who have been programmed by general mass hysteria to think that we're all out to hurt people, and we're not. I mean, I can tell you for the 99.9% of us that have some kind of a diagnosis, the last thing in the world we ever want to do is hurt people. We just want to be like, well, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say we just want to be like everybody else, but I can almost damn sure guarantee you that we don't want to be like everybody else. I think what we would like to be is 100% of ourselves with 50% of our symptoms, the good side of them. And be 150% of ourselves, which would be like super awesome, superhero time. But it doesn't quite work that way. And we all know that we have our setbacks, and we have our stuff that goes down. But we're human. We're just like well, we're not like everybody else. We're better than everybody else because See, and now I just started a whole new label, right? See what I'm talking about? See how easy it is to do that? Don't do that. Don't do that. Oh, I can't believe I've already talked this much. That went quick. I don't know what else I was going to talk about, actually, so I guess it went, I guess, this one as good as it can be expected. So yeah, podcasting and trying to get this podcast out there is going well. If you're listening to this, thank you. And if you're on a platform that will allow you to review it and or rate it, please give me a 5 so it can get out there to touch more people. And if you're suicidal or, if you're suicidal, use the numbers that I gave you in the beginning, 800-273-8255 Suicide Lifeline and 741-741 for confidential text. I honestly don't know where this podcast just went to. It just was like whoosh and gone. So, I want to thank you all for listening. This is Dawn Shireen, and this is my podcast, Dancing with Bipolar. Y'all have a good one now.